Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you,
Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Just as the Father loves me, so I love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you'll remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves because a slave doesn't know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have revealed to you everything I heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me. It was I who chose you and appointed you to go and to bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today on this feast of St. Matthias, the apostle chosen by God to take the place of Judas, we need to ponder one of the most important truths in our faith, what we call the transmission of the gospel. Matthias was chosen by lot. This is something that might seem a little strange to us today, an ancient lottery, but it was the way that the priests were chosen in the temple every day at the service. The way the lots worked is you'd put your name on a rock, and the rocks would all be put into this big barrel, and it'd be shaken up until one of the rocks fell out. And the rock with the name on it was the one who was chosen to do those functions in the temple in the morning or in the evening or at the altar of incense. And so this was the way it was done. Matthias's name and Joseph Barsabbas's name were put in rocks, shaken up, and the rock that fell out had Matthias's name on it. At the beginning of this Mass today, we all said a prayer which is important for us to grasp. Prayer was like this: "O God, who assigned St. Matthias a place in the College of the Apostles, grant us through his intercession that rejoicing at how your love has been allotted to us, we may merit to be numbered among the elect." God put all human beings in this container. Our names were on those rocks, and each of our names came out. We're so unbelievably privileged to be Catholic. God loves all his children. But for his reasons, not ours, we can't know it. We've been chosen to receive the fullness of revelation. But that gift is also a task. It's a task to have that treasure grow and to pass that treasure on as the greatest of all gifts. You know, I think the patron saint of most Catholics is Joseph called Barsabbas. Thanks be to God I wasn't chosen. You gave this task to Father Landry, you gave it to Father Nick, you gave it to the nuns, you gave it to the CCD teachers, but thanks be to God you didn't give it to me, Lord. I can just go along for the ride. No. God's love has been allotted to us in an even greater portion. We've been able to reveal that love. We've been able to touch it. We've been able to hear it. We've been able to see it. Just as the Father loves me, Jesus tells us in today's Gospel, so I have loved you. And there are so many who are alive who don't know that love of the Father or the Son in the power of the Holy Spirit. We do. And we're called, like St. Matthias, to pass that gift on. It's the first lesson. Second lesson, that we receive today are the qualifications of someone to carry out this Christian apostolate. What do we read? Qualifications and the function. It's necessary that one of the men who accompanied us the whole time the Lord Jesus came and went among us, beginning with the baptism of John until the day on which he was taken up from us, become with us a witness to his resurrection. So first, qualification has got to be far more than we have heard about Jesus. We've heard the fact of his resurrection. It begins with knowing Jesus, knowing him intimately as a friend. We're going to get to how that happens in the gospel in just a minute. But it's not passing on second-hand knowledge. It's passing on a first-hand friendship. It's making the introductions between those we meet and the one who had encountered us in the depth of who he created us to be. That's the qualification of Matthias. He walked with Jesus. He listened to Jesus. He knew Jesus personally. And he would be sent out to give that witness. The same Jesus whom he knew, whom he heard, whom he saw, whom he touched, comes down to us. It's not a symbol of Jesus. It's the real Jesus. Speaks to us every Mass. Feeds us with himself, something that went far beyond what he was doing in the training of the apostles and the disciples. But we need to give witness to others that Jesus isn't an historical figure of the past. Jesus is very, very much alive, and he's what gives our life meaning. He forgives us. He teaches us. He shepherds us. He protects us. He gives his life for us every single day. That's the witness we're called to give to others. And unless we have that living relationship, we're incapable, really, of giving that effective witness. We might be able to explain the doctrines of Christianity, but we can't help people come on that way who is Christ, the truth that he reveals that sets us free, and the life that goes so far beyond the vegetative life that exists in the world. But in order for all of this to occur, in order for us to be able to give witness to the living Jesus, we need ourselves to be alive. In order to introduce others into that most important friendship of all, we need ourselves to be friends of Christ. Christ did everything that he can and called us to be his friends. We were allotted by God the Father, by his own inscrutable design, to be Jesus' closest friends. But there's a criterion for us to maintain that friendship and to deepen that friendship. Jesus himself tells us that in the gospel. Remain in my love. And the way we remain in his love so that we can share that love with others is to keep his commandments. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. And he tells us precisely what that commandment is. All the commandments are summarized in one. This is my commandment. Love one another just as I have loved you. And that doesn't mean just have kind, compassionate, non-judgmental thoughts toward another. It means to love one another as I have loved you, laying down your life for others. Just as Jesus laid down his life for his friends. That's the great commandment. Jesus says, die out of love for others. Die to give them life. Sacrifice yourself to bring them alive, because that's at the same time the path for us to be truly alive. The way to human fulfillment is not through grabbing, it's not through grasping, it's through self-giving. The world doesn't grasp that. They think in order to be alive, you've got to continue to increase the size of your house, get a bigger SUV, have this, that, all the rest, increase the size of your IRA, etc. Nope. Jesus says that the real meaning of life is this lovingly sacrificing ourselves for others. You know, a couple days ago, as I think you know, I went down to Florida to celebrate the funeral of my Aunt Elaine. And her husband, Dwayne, to whom she had been married for 27 years, was a really good man. Really, really good man. My Aunt Elaine was losing her life to the ravages of diabetes. She had had both legs amputated above the knee. She was slowly bleeding to death because the doctors could do no longer anything to stop her blood from bleeding out through her capillaries. But so I was talking to my uncle the night before her funeral. He said that whenever she had the ability to come home because she was so weak, the only thing he could do was he would just hold her in her arms, in his arms all night long. She had gotten down to 70-something pounds after the legs had been chopped off and all the rest of it. But I said at that funeral, Jesus called all husbands to love their wives just as Christ has loved his bride, the church, to lay down his life to make her holy by the water and the word. And I don't lie and I don't exaggerate and I never flatter. But I was able to say to my uncle, you did. You loved her this way. She noticed, we noticed, God noticed. Now that type of love is supposed to be the characteristic of every Christian. When we're really growing in that love of the Lord through keeping his commandment to love God and love others by giving our lives for God and others, others can't help but notice. And it's that love of Christ flowing through us, which is the gospel. It's that love that draws others to Christ. It's that love that Matthias lived and was the instrument of his evangelical attractiveness, bringing more and more people to the Lord. Today, on his feast day, we thank the Lord for his stepping forward and saying yes. It's because of what he did and the other apostles did and generations after them that we're here this morning worshiping the Lord. And likewise, if we're still going to have people worshiping the Lord 2,000 years from now, if the second coming hasn't occurred by then, it's going to be because of us who step forward, recognize that we have been chosen by the Lord with our name on the rock who is Christ, with our name on the rock who is Peter, on whom he built the church, chosen to continue the mission of those who passed on the faith to us, our parents, our godparents, the sisters who labored so hard to teach us, our catechists. Now it's our turn to strengthen us for that mission. Jesus feeds us with himself each day as he gives us that love of which there is no greater. As we prepare to receive him now, let us remain in this love and let us keep this commandment of love, so that we might bring all nations to him. Saint Matthias, pray for us.